From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Rescue teams in North Carolina are searching for victims from the violent storm system that smashed through several southern states this weekend. The system kicked up tornadoes and flash floods and threw down hail as big as softballs. Fayetteville, North Carolina was hit hard. Cumberland County Emergency Services Director Kenny Curry says emergency crews are having trouble getting into some neighborhoods.
We haven't been able to get a lot of folks in there. There's still areas that they're removing trees, power line issues.
Keith Akery is a spokesman with the American Red Cross in Raleigh, where dozens of homes were destroyed.
Folks were seeing spinal cord sightings and had torrential downpours, and we see lots of damage. So it's very spotty here and there kind of damage. But in places where it hit very hard.
Over the past 4 days, at least 25 people have been killed in six states, but the toll is expected to rise. Officials in Raleigh alone are reporting multiple deaths. More than 60 tornadoes were reported in North Carolina. Global finance ministers and central bankers are pledging greater cooperation aimed at heading off another financial crisis. The spring meetings of the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund wrapped up late last night. Steve Beck of Market News International reports are dealing with some divisive problems.
With recovery has come price pressure, especially in faster-growing developing countries. Singapore Finance Minister Tharman Shanmugaratnam, who chaired the IMF's policy body, says inflation could bring interest rate hikes and hurt a still fragile world economy. Brazilian Finance Minister Guido Mantega blames advanced countries with running ultra-expansionary monetary policies that create price bubbles in countries like his. Another IMF concern is high budget deficits, particularly in the U.S. A day after the House of Representatives approved a Republican plan to cut spending by nearly $6 trillion over 10 years, Geithner says the Obama administration prefers a more balanced approach to deficit reduction. From PR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Washington.
House Speaker John Boehner made an unscheduled visit to Iraq last night. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from Baghdad the trip was Boehner's first since becoming House Speaker.
Boehner made a quick visit to Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Maliki reportedly told Boehner, Iraqi security forces are capable of going it alone, implying there's no need for U.S. troops to remain in Iraq beyond the December 31st deadline. U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates recently said Iraq might need some U.S. troops beyond the deadline, and that the U.S. might be willing to stay if the Iraqi government requested it. But analysts say political pressure from anti-American groups like the party of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is making it less and less likely that such a request will be made. The U.S. has about 47,000 troops stationed here. That's down from almost 200,000 at the height of the war. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Senior members of Ivory Coast's outgoing administration are appealing for national reconciliation and an end to violence and revenge killings. They're under UN protection at a hotel in Abidjan. NPR's Ophebe Quist-Arkton is there. She reports they're also calling on supporters to lay down their arms.
Flanked by two of Laurent Gbagbo's former ministers, the head of his FPI party, Pascal Affinguesson, read a declaration saying the war is over in Ivory Coast.
Le conflit s'est terminé, hélas, par la guerre, dans le sang et les larmes.
He urged all Ivorians to halt the killing, retribution and looting, and to give the deeply divided nation a chance to restore peace. A defiant and disgraced Gbagbo was captured Monday after fierce fighting in Abidjan. Gbagbo's party chief says they're devastated by the chaos in Ivory Coast and presented their sympathies to the families of those who've been killed. Ophebe Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Nigeria's incumbent president is hailing this week's presidential election as a new dawn. Good luck, Jonathan, says the democratic process is working well.
True democracy, where we, the politicians, have to go to the people, because the power belongs to the people. The power does not belong to those of us who are politicians. And the power belongs to the people as expressed in the ballot paper. And we've seen that across the country.
Jonathan is considered the front runner, but the results that have been trickling in suggest a close race. Nigeria has a history of violence and rigged elections, but international observers say they went smoothly this time. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington. Support.